The world of work is experiencing a profound transformation. The changes are the most profound in modern economic history.
That's Raymond Tourges, one of the experts behind the World Employment and Social Outlook 2015 report. The report presents the latest statistics on wage and salaried employment, both globally and regionally, and captures the share of fixed-term and part-time contracts. It shows that globally, 3/4 of workers are employed on temporary or short-term contracts and so have less job security. That means only 1/4 of workers have a stable employment relationship. Guy Ryder is the Director General of the International Labour Organization, ILO.
The standard employment model that we all have in our heads, in which a worker earns wage and salary in a dependent employment relationship, and has a stable, open-ended contract working full-time, that this so-called standard model is in fact less and less representative of today's world of work.
The ILO says over 60% of all workers lack any kind of employment contract. Most of them are in the developing world and are self-employed or contributing to family work without being paid. Guy Ryder says that means many people are simply worse off.
Temporary and informal workers, part-timers, unpaid family workers, many of them women, are disproportionately affected by poverty and by social exclusion.
Even among wage and salaried workers, less than half are working on a permanent contract and so have little job security. This is the first of what the ILO says will be an annual report on world employment trends and the social consequences. Guy Ryder says it's a key document for policy planners.
I think that this report really does add value because it points to what is taking place as a major transformation in the nature of jobs, a transformation of the employment relationship in the world. And this is something which we believe policymakers need to pay increased attention to as they tackle the global jobs crisis.
It's estimated that 201 million people are unemployed around the world today. The report makes a series of recommendations on how to reduce growing inequalities through social protection and labor regulation. Anna Carmo, United Nations.